UCL Library Services, Special Collections. Podcast 3, An Overview of the Collections in Science and Medicine.
I'm Steve Jones, I'm Professor of Genetics at UCL, and I'm head of what's just become the Department of Genetics, Evolution and Environment. I think for researchers in the history of science, the material in the Special Collections is, of course, absolutely central. And this collection is one of the best in science history in Britain, partly because UCL has been so important in the history of science. So in that sense, it's absolutely essential, there's no question.
I'm Susan Stead, and I'm the Rare Books Librarian in Special Collections. We are particularly strong in mathematics and astronomy because of the Graves collection. John Thomas Graves was a professor here for a short time. He was actually a professor of jurisprudence, law, but he was really a mathematician. And he retired from teaching quite early and spent the rest of his life collecting an enormous library. He died in 1870 and left the scientific books to us. And at that time it was 14,000 volumes, which is an absolutely enormous number of books, including 75 incunabula, books printed before 1501, and a number of manuscripts. They're all on various branches of mathematics and astronomy. They include incredibly rare and precious items, first editions of Newton, of Kepler, including a copy of one of Kepler's books actually annotated by the author, a work of Galileo's which was presented to his friend and has an inscription in it. There are first editions of most of the important scientific works you could think of up to 1870. It's an astonishing collection, and they are mostly in good condition with very fine bindings as well. And the incunabula include one book on the Tables of the Moon, printed in Venice in 1490, which is one of only three recorded copies in the world, and another book on a comet, which is probably the first printed astronomical book. So it's an astonishing collection. There are also collections which were put together by other professors of the college and came to us. There's a collection called The History of Science Sources, which is books collected from various parts of the library and put together, and is all sciences apart from medicine. And that includes chemistry and physics and astronomy and so forth.
The Special Collections hold a tremendous amount of stuff that's very, very important for the history of genetics, because the history of genetics, in many senses, human genetics at least, began at UCL with Francis Galton and what used to be called the Galton Laboratory. So in that sense, they're an absolutely central resource for historians of science. Oddly enough, though, a few of those books have got data information in them which I've used myself in my own research, which is unusual because, generally speaking, to a workaday scientist, science has no history. Something is established and that's it, and you move on. You tend not to look back. But sometimes, if you look back, you find some interesting stuff, and quite a lot of it is stored away here.
We are very strong in early medicine. Again, it's because of donations by various professors, particularly William Sharpie, who was professor of physiology and gave us his books in the 1870s. He gave them to us before he died with a handwritten catalogue, which he did himself. And he persuaded his friend Robert Grant, who was professor here as well, to give his books. And they are more comparative anatomy, botany, that sort of thing. But they include some medical books. Then George Dancer Thayne was a professor here in the 20s and 30s, and he left us his medical library. There's also a number of books came from the Hospital Medical School, particularly from Sir John Tweedy, who was a professor of ophthalmology, I believe. They came to us in the 1920s again. And all these various collections include a number of incredibly important books, including, we now have, in fact, three copies of the seminal work by Vesalius, which is called De Fabrica. It was printed in 1555 and is the first book of scientific anatomy with beautiful illustrations. And, of course, we have our first edition of Harvey's De Motu Cordis, which is probably our most important and most precious book. They are so rare that it's almost impossible to put a value on it.